At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Pink power, are y'all willing to pay the price?
Mm-hmm. And honey, you won't believe what Drew Barrymore left y'all at Danny DeVito's house.
Plus, Savannah James keeps something unusual in her bathroom. We've got the deets. But first, let's get this started.
Oh, yeah.
All right, my friends, though, y'all know Beyonce has been at the top of the charts a lot, but now she's number one on a brand new list. So a study of award show acceptance speeches found that Queen B is the most thankful musician.
Mm.
That's because she used words like thank you, grateful, and honored more times than any other artist. 11 times out of every 100 words that she uses is one of those words. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift came in at number 10, only giving thanks about 6.9 times per 100 words.
I love her so much, y'all. I do.
I love her too, but no, I'm just saying what somebody said. It's okay. A hell of a vocabulary when that broad, so that's why she used those words. That's what I heard, so I'm just saying.
Or maybe she's just really thankful. She has a lot of blessings all the time.
Yeah. So y'all saying Taylor Swift is not thankful?
The study just said she was number 10 on the list. It wasn't like she was number 100 or last on the list. Gary, where are you on the list for thankful?
I'm thankful. I don't even have to be on the list, honey. You could just look at me and tell.
Oh, Lord.
I'm thankful.
All right, well, if you love shopping, it's never too early to plan for Christmas. At least that's what Kris Jenner is hoping. She's selling her own Pink Power Christmas ornament, benefiting the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. And it only costs, y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
$82.
Oh.
That's a lot for an ornament, right?
It really is.
Okay, so it's already available for pre-order, and Kris explained why. Check it out.
These are handmade by artisans, which is why they go on pre-sale now, so they arrive in time for the holidays. Get yours now. Isn't she cute? It's me.
She shouldn't have told nobody that.
What?
That's why I'm not buying one.
Why?
Because it's her.
Bye.
And I will say, she's such an astute businesswoman because she knows that people are still Googling pink powder because of the Diddy stuff. So when you got the pink power, you know, you just leave the D off, you know what I'm saying? And then the next thing you know, you get the Christmas ornament. She's great.
Oh, dear God.
All right, it seems like we've all got short attention spans these days, at least when it comes to movies. The company Talker Research polled 2,000 American adults and found that their ideal movie length is 92 minutes. And if you're bad at math, that's just over an hour and a half, pretty standard. Now, obviously, some people disagree since recent blockbusters like Oppenheimer, Avengers Endgame, and Avatar, The Way of Water are all 3 hours or longer. So what do you guys think about this? You like 90-minute movies or you like 3-hour movies?
90.
I'm sorry, that Water Avatar movie was way too long, and I still left.
Really? Yeah. You left?
I did.
Wait, do you know how it ends?
Who cares?
Okay.
I'm out of popcorn, I'm out of snacks, I'm out of nap. I'm done.
No, that's too
long. Let's wrap this up.
It's like going to church, honey. 30 minutes, and that's enough.
I feel you.
I'm right there
with
you.
I feel you in that. I start checking out. I think, you know, like all these YouTube shorts.
I was about to say 30 minutes. Isn't church an hour?
No, you could do 30 minutes, honey. Like the preacher said, 15 minutes of preaching, honey. Then you get to singing, and that's enough.
What about the offering?
Well, the offering gonna come in there too. When you walk out the door, you just put your money in the plate.
And you can cash app that now.
You sure? So you don't figure that out.
Well, it looks like LeBron James and his lovely wife Savannah are the latest couple to tap into this unusual design trend of having a sofa in their bathroom. And they're not the only celebs blurring the lines in between their spaces. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds introduced a marble tub in their bedroom, and Bradley Cooper revealed his bathtub, the toilet, and the bed are all in the same room. Now, what you think about this whole couch in the bathroom situation?
The toilet and the bed in the same room.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
That's nasty. Like,
huh?
The toilet and the bed in the same room? Why you got your toilet and your bed next to each other?
I'm sure it's a room the size of this studio.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sure it's like not
I
next
still
to
want
it.
A separate room for my toilet.
I mean, think about it, Tamar. You sometimes you have to pee before sex.
What?
You just walk right there to your toilet and then...
So you go to the bathroom.
But if the toilet stuff is all in the same room, you're right there.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to see you do that before you come do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when women say... See, usually, Gary, women say something like, give me a minute, I'm going to go freshen up. And then you... then they leave the room... And you, and then anticipation, and you try to like, you
girls
try
still
to
say that. I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up.
You try to like get ready for him, or you get the covers up.
He's leaving.
What? What?
They still say, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go freshen up.
Yeah, yeah. Usually something like that.
Would you want to?
Yeah. Wait, what do you say?
I don't say anything.
Like any bathroom that's any toilet that's in a bedroom, I'm gonna call that the Chuck Berry suite.
Tamar, you're just like this, and then you walk out of the room.
Things have changed since I've been outside.
I'll be right back.
All right, well, Drew Barrymore made A-list, but only Danny DeVito can check it twice.
Oh.
So on her daytime talk show, Drew recalled starring in and co-producing the 2003 film Duplex. Y'all remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was so good,
really?
Which Danny directed. Well, it seems that she left her paper and pen list she's made of people she slept with at his house by mistake. Oh. Y'all, she said, I'm the most disorganized person. I lose everything. I did admit that it was, I did admit it to Danny. He came on the show and I was like, I left my sex list at your house. She claims the list had full names and nothing additional on the page, but how embarrassing is that?
Tamar, what, could you do your Drew Barrymore impression? What she says right before she leaves the room?
Oh, fuck.
Excuse me while I go changing to something.
Go fessing up.
I'm gonna fresh step in the bathroom. I'll be right back later.
Yo, like, why would you walk around with your sex list? Like, just in case your health takes a turn, you have references?
Yeah, why would you want talking about that, though?
When I put names in my phone, you put something by so you can remember.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean,
PC. Y'all have that many people?
Huh?
What is that many,
Tamar? Like, you can't remember?
How many's that many?
I don't know. How old are you?
Old enough.
Well, it depends on your age.
Yeah.
You've been single for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know? We don't. We're not gonna turn this into me. This is not Tanner Thomas. This is Drew Barrymore's list at Danny DeVito's house.
Jeez.
Do you think Danny framed it? How funny would that be?
Word. And if he had any context of what it was, right. I was like, oh yeah, I know this guy. I know that guy too.
It's just a list of famous men.
No, and Danny's like, what is this?
Tom Green. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's so weird.
It really was.
I did Big Brother with him. How did that happen?
I know. Could you imagine what she put by his name?
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Probably just Tom Green, I would imagine. Okay, moving on. Meryl Streep has spilled some tea on her Big Little Lies co-star Nicole Kidman. While honoring Nicole at the American Film Institute Life Achievement Ceremony, Meryl shared a hilarious habit that Nicole has. She claimed that Reese Witherspoon told her that Nicole liked to go out at 5 a.m. before dawn and skinny dipped behind the hotel in the ocean before filming. Meryl recalled being flabbergasted considering the ocean was freezing during that time and said Nicole told her she loves it. Mm-hmm. Do you think this opens the door for people to be on the lookout for Nicole Kidman skinny dipping now?
If not, but why not? You know what I'm saying? But like, Meryl's response seems so... Meryl seems so responsible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's such a practical person. Like, I would never. Like, she seems like the type of person that would say that.
Yeah.
About a lot of things.
Those are the kind of people that do it all the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh. Or have something weirder
than
they
would never do. Kind of people. Oh, yeah, exactly. They're the most wild
those
people.
Holier than thous.
Yeah.
Gary, have you ever skinny dipped?
I don't think so. Just in the tub.
Just in the tub?
Is that skinny dipping? Or is that taking a bath?
Depends how big the tub is.
Yeah, I guess it does depend on... Not a pool, not a hot tub, not a lake, a river, the ocean.
You know, in the hot tub, I love it in the hot tub because, you know, you could pull your underwear outside and with the water be vibrating real hard.
So you giving yourself a colonic in the hot tub,
yes,
bro?
Yes, I love that.
Up next, honey, Benny Blanco, honey, opens up about his bromance, honey, with Ed Sheeran, and it involves cuddling. Oh, honey, I wonder what Selena Gomez thinks. We'll spill more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Guess what? We're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Benny Blanco may be Selena Gomez's man, but he's opening up about his bromance with Ed Sheeran during the time he helped him on his 2017 album, Divide. Take a look.
Took a boat to Europe. I literally take the Titanic. When you're on the boat, like day three, they're like, this is where the Titanic sank. Me and Ed Sheeran watched it. Actually, we watched Titanic in bed cuddling on the fourth night. I swear.
You did with Ed Sheeran?
I swear.
For writing the album Divide?
Yeah, we literally wrote the album.
I think sometimes celebrities just say things in interviews that are wild. Like, if you're getting interviewed all the time, like, sometimes you might say something that maybe you exaggerated a little bit to get a rise out of people.
Just to make it interesting for yourself, too. Just to, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because like...
But this photo, though, you know.
It's giving homies over hoes. You know what I'm saying? That is wild to be watching the Titanic while on a boat, though.
Oh, my God, I would never.
It's like really? Watching snakes
it's
on
like
a plane
bad
while
luck.
On a plane.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Mm, let's say, I like Ed Sheeran and that guy, and they look good together.
Gary, what's the last movie you watched while you were cuddled up with somebody?
Well, I never cuddled with anybody.
You've never cuddled?
Here we go. I don't believe that for a second. You one of them undercover lovers. Yeah. That's why you're laughing.
I know which movie it was. They didn't know which movie it was.
On Golden Pond?
What? Jungle Fever.
I feel like there's two movies that you have in your collection, and it's going to be either Jungle Fever or Golden Pond.
All right, y'all. It is time for...
A dish debate!
All right, y'all. On the Preachers of L.A. reunion show, Bishop Ron Gibson was asked if he and his wife of 43 years was on a plane and there was only one first-class seat, who would take the seat? And you got to check out his response.
You would go first class and put your wife in coach.
Yeah, she likes. She don't mind sitting coach. I do. I can't sit up there. I can't sit up there like sardines.
It's not that whether she minds. It's inappropriate for a man to sit in first class and put his wife in the back.
So the man was created first. So that gives you a clue right there.
No, she should help me.
Right, so I'm gonna help her to coach.
That girl's expression was priceless.
My God.
I mean, you could tell a dude with a mustache like that ain't letting nothing go.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna hold on tight to all his beliefs.
Yep.
Yeah, look like the last pimp, honey. And I'm
The people of God has really, literally lost their minds.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I mean, what about just saying neither one of us gonna go?
Yeah.
No, he meant it. He's a pastor.
I'm on a plane, I think about it just, if you and your significant other, your girl or whatever, are on a plane and you both have seats, and maybe you're one first class. I'm putting my girl in the first class seat.
Oh, no, we're going to both thug it out in coach.
Both?
Thugging it out next to each other in coach.
Like, he's like, T, go ahead and take the first class seat. I'll sit right back.
First of all, I would never fly by myself. Second of all, we thugging it out in coach together.
Exactly. Yeah. One take a seat and one get a bag. No, ma'am. He getting snacks in here. She waiting for the snacks to come.
Ain't that crazy?
Tomorrow.
Because even if they say it's okay, they just loading that bullet in the clip to blast you with that later on next time you get in an argument.
It's fine. Go ahead.
And especially being a pastor. Suppose some of the parishioners come on the plane. Pastor, what you doing? Where first lady? Oh, she back there. No.
First lady of coach.
Well, coming up, y'all, we go thirst trapping with the stars, and David Beckham, honey, is on the list, ladies. Honey, should I say more? Make sure you come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So happy we're back!
Hey.
Because, honey, I'm parched, baby, and ready to get into this.
Thirst trapping with the stars!
First, honey, up, y'all, we have DJ Khaled, who posted a video laid out showing all his belay, looking like a glazed donut, y'all, with the caption, maximum manners and respect. Oh!
Belay.
Oh, Jesus.
Maximum manners and respect.
Oh.
I mean, you gotta give it up for body confidence and positivity,
100%. I guess. Yeah, but he gets Big Brother vibes, though.
I don't think he's trapping. I don't think he's trapping here. He's just enjoying himself outside
enjoying
the sun.
Enjoying the sunshine. Absolutely.
I think he's trying to target an Ozempic commercial.
What?
I think he's slick.
I think he's comfortable in his skin.
Yeah.
I do.
I would be a little disappointed if DJ Khaled like left Big Boy Gang.
Yeah. Because he's so happy. He's so happy being big.
Yeah.
They all say that every damn body that's big say, oh, I'm happy being fat. Then they got a book out, Skinny Women Are Evil and all that other stuff. So no, baby. No. So sorry.
But skinny women are evil. I mean, that's true.
Because they're hungry.
That's so funny. All right, well, moving on to some washboard abs, we have Mr. Gorgeous David Beckham coming through with the spotlight on him. He posts a photo flexing that 49-year-old physique with this caption, can't beat a little down lighting. What's that mean?
It's over. See, the light is pointing down on him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks to my lightning technician, Victoria Beckham. Is this a thirst trap, y'all, or no?
Yeah.
He's trapping.
Yeah.
That lady husband is fine. I'm so sorry. I think she knows that. I think she's okay with me saying that. I hope so. Hope I don't go to hell.
That would be fine.
I don't think you're the first woman who's appreciated David Beckham. Okay, Gary, which belly did you prefer, Beckham or Khaled?
You know what? I'll go with Khaled.
Why okay.
Because when you stand up, honey, it's different. When you lay down, it's just flat. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like a melted ice cream.
So you don't mind a little thickums?
Oh, no, not really. It depends, as long as you're not sloppy.
Yeah, I had a sloppy thickums area, but I liked it.
Well, moving on to this masterpiece, Angela Simmons had the internet and a chokehold showing off big time natural body on social media. Oh. She had men and women singing her praises for keeping it real. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think that was a thirst trap or
not? Hell yeah, it's a thirst trap.
She's got a mash. Get out of here with this trap. Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
See,
wrong for that, honey.
Listen, I don't care if people are watching or not. When both of the boobs are pushed together, 100% trap. Hit the trap button.
You enjoy
absolutely.
That, huh?
When they're together, they're more powerful.
And then when you can see the little hippie action from the front, so whose house? Bun's house. You know what I mean? A BBL could never.
There it is. Good for her.
And last but not least, honey, we got Ashanti and her gut, baby, full of Bambino. Dropping it like it's hot and dropping it low, honey, for the crowd on Tom Joyner's Fantastic Voyage Cruise, which they didn't ask me to go on this year.
I don't think she's trapping here. Nah. She looks great, though.
I don't know. She looks like she's trying to do something.
Do what?
I mean, all that dropping and stuff like that, honey.
She showed you how the baby got there.
Is she happy?
Yeah, she's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. She trapped Nelly that way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm baby. Coming up, Shaq pays a big old stack for his pedicurist to get to work on his talons. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is
here. Now, the big homie Shaq has been very vocal about getting routine pedicures and making sure his size 22 feet look pretty decent. Well, on a big podcast with Shaq, he revealed he spends $1,000 on his toenails alone. Check him out.
When you get a pedicure, how much does it cost?
I give about $1,000 because I know my feet stink, I know they're ugly, and I like to paint them. See, all that stuff that's going on, I paint my... Because it's ugly, I wanted to look pretty. Stop right there.
I mean, who you think got better feet? Because, like, you know, like, historically, sometimes you come in here and your feet be looking wooden, right?
Oh, they trying you.
I don't think
it's face,
ever
Gary.
Looked as bad as Shaq's.
Right.
Oh, no, my feet don't look as bad as Shaq's. If that's Shaq's feet, honey, there ain't no way in hell. My damn feet. Look at my feet, baby.
Those feel good.
How much you pay to get them done?
$35.
With tip and everything?
Yes, honey. I'm not about to pay no damn $1,000, honey, to Miss Wong. No, ma'am, baby.
To Miss Wong!
Miss Wong. That's her actual name. He's not generalizing or stereotyping anyone.
You know Keisha Jackson ain't doing the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Evelyn Wong. Yeah.
No. Wow. But I might change my color and I might go to silver.
And I have silver on my nails, my toenails too, like my nails. Yeah.
Also, Shaq said his feet stink. I mean, you don't like clean your feet a little bit before you go?
Maybe he has athlete's feet, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of foot to cover.
And maybe it sweats.
Yeah.
They can't help it.
Well, I mean, you don't go get your foot done right after the gym.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't go to the gym.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.